Top Scores 106.3 Triple M. It's Moffy for breakfast and tops around about 24 degrees today. Showers continuing right through to the weekend. We've got your chance to win tickets to see the Brisbane Lions take on Port Power at the Gabba next Saturday. We'll do that between now and 9 o'clock this morning. But first in the studio with us is the brand new local member for Coffs Harbour, Gurmesh Singh. Gurmesh, good morning. How's it feel?
Mate, it still hasn't quite sunk in. I spoke with Andrew yesterday. I said, I'm just parked outside your office. And he goes, you mean your office?
Mate, look, it's been a long run, hasn't it? And congratulations.
Yeah, nearly 4 months to the day of election campaigning. And we had a little break in the middle over Christmas, New Year. But since Australia Day, it was flat out, you know, 12 to 14 hour days nearly every day. So yeah, glad we got the result, but yeah, obviously it's been very humbling and very exciting at the same time, and I just wanted to thank all the electors in Coffs Harbour who put their faith in me and all of my volunteers, and I wanted to give a special thank you to Andrew Fraser and the Fraser family who really threw their support behind me during this campaign, and Andrew especially, you know, was basically... I've had a four-month apprenticeship with him learning how to be a good local member. And look, the work he has done over the last nearly 30 years for this electorate has meant he's been kept getting re-elected over and over again because he has done really good work for this place. And, you know, one of the things that people kept telling us on the booth is, oh, you've got big shoes to fill. And our typical dad joke response back was that they're the same size. And I had Andrew's son driving me around, Angus, during polling day, and he goes, oh God, you're even starting to sound like him. So no, it was really good. It was really good to spend the time with Andrew and really learn what it takes to be a good local member.
Look, there was a story yesterday where Tony Judge spoke about, you know, obviously it being the first time for a while since he's been able to go for a surf, and said about the campaign, and that closer to election day, he claimed that, you know, the Nats were invading their space and things like that. We've already spoken about it, and I spoke about it yesterday with Stuart Davidson. It was a nasty campaign, wasn't it?
Yeah, and look, Andrew said this is the dirtiest campaign that he's been involved in 30 years, not just here but all around the state. And look, we had our own personal vehicles be defaced with authorised material from other candidates. We had a lot of our signs be defaced with, you know, with authorised material from other candidates. And yeah, we ran a very clean campaign. We ran on our policies, you know, and now I guess the first order of business will be trying to implement those policies as quickly as possible. You know, we've got our bypass EIS being released in the coming months, the Minister for Regional Youth, which will be a big thing for this area, tackling youth unemployment and youth suicide, the Regional Seniors Transport Card, the Drug Supply Prohibition Orders, which will have a big impact in this area, and the Before and After School Care, which, you know, is a program being rolled out over the next coming years, which will make life a lot easier for working families. So, you know, we've got a very thick program of policies to roll out in the next few years.
Well, mate, look, all the best with it, because it's going to be a very busy time for you, and a big adjustment as well.
That's right. Look, I've tried to take off, you know, this week and early next until the polls are declared, just to spend some time with my family, and yeah, a lot of work to do.
All right, mate. Well, all the best, and congratulations once again, Gurmesh Singh, the local member for Coffs Harbour.
Thanks, Moffy. Moffs Harbour.